Another one that's kind of challenging to understand and can be confusing is aligning your values. Like when I think of values aligned with someone, like I assume that, you know, their values are just like mine. And in the book that you point out that there's something really, like something really interesting is that your values and the list of values you have might not be the issue. It might be how you prioritize your values. And Travis, like, you know, what are common misunderstandings organizations have when they try to develop shared values?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different places that people can trip themselves up as they're developing their values. One, which is something that I learned from Susan, which is it's really nice to separate out aspirations from values. And so, you know, like when I was just talking to Jeremy, he's a founder of DreamCDo, which is like a e-learning platform, and they're growing really well, right? Obviously, a lot of people switching to these sorts of platforms now. And he was looking back at his values when he started the company with his co-founder, Josh, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And like they actually wrote down their values from day one. And it's like, well, they wrote down their aspirations on day one, but they didn't have a working relationship together at the time, right? They didn't know how they were actually going to show up. So it was great. Like, it's wonderful to have somewhere that you're aiming for and where you want to go, but you need to separate that out from what you're actually doing, because values are what we're actually doing in the day-to-day and how we show up, right? They're often, they live in that part of our subconscious that's beyond the realm of language. So we can't necessarily associate the values with language, but it's the only way to communicate them. So we need to put some words on what it is, and so we can have that shared experience. But the only way to really get to values is to talk about what have we done, what has happened when we've been working really well together, and what did that feel like for us? And then we can put language around that, and when we have that conversation, we can agree what those shared felt sense were, and we can come to a collective sense making on those values. But then if we do that, that leads us to probably the most common pitfall with values, is that they become some nice platitudes on something that we talked about once and then we don't ever come back to. So this is where I love what Ecosia does. And Ecosia is like a phenomenal organization that's trying to plant 1 billion trees through a search engine, right? So they make their money through search. And so I recommend everybody use them as their search platform of choice, help reforest the world. And the cool thing that they do with values is that they throw them in all the time. So they have a hashtag that they use on Slack, right? And for their 5 different values, it's common that they're brought up in discussions and decisions on, you know, like, is this one focused on the user experience, or is this focused on growth? Like, what's the, you know, and oftentimes their intention, and that's okay. Like, we can't always just assume that it's going to point us to one decision, but the fact that they're used in the day-to-day decisions shows that the values are really alive there.